Okay, now I am going to quote poetry from Nagarjuna Suraleka. Kamsingunja Pami Jyotiya, Chine Padang Dhamma Jyotiya, Nawa Tinda Devu Nam Zedi, Gao Sondung Tongde Deje Shin. That means Kamsingunja Pami Jyotiya, that means the us, somebody or anybody who went there in the past, so far, Pami Chujam, lack of consciousness or any kind of practice religion or something, or Pami, wild kind of life, what even happened. If that refers to the Chi names, later, Padang Denpa is very, very conscientiousness, with the possessing conscientiousness, or to doing serious practice, Dharma. Then, Chi Ne Padang Denpa Chutiang, Gao Tinda Devu Nam Zedi, Dava Tinda Devu Nam Zedi, Gao Sandung Tongde Decisions. Dava Tinda Devu Nam Zedi, that person will be, if take their effort, then can be, or later, Dava Tinda means moon, or then free from various kind of clouds, beautiful in the sky, clear and pure. Or like that way, one person can be free of all the obstacles. Dava Tinda Devu Nam Zedi is. Example is the, there are three examples, several examples, Gao, Songjing, Tongde, Decisions. Maybe all of them I may not say, one of them I will say, first up to that. Maybe.
首先引龙树菩萨的一个记子，这个主要的意思就是说，任何人呢、即使他在过去都没有用心去学习佛法，或者是说没有用心去体会自己在生活里面所遭受到的种种的苦，但是如果从现在开始他能够积极的去练习去学习的话，那么就会像那个曾经被乌云遮蔽的这个月亮一样，逐渐的这些乌云就会散去，然后重现就青天。所以只要一个人他现在开始很积极的去学习佛法去练习，那么终究就是会有成就的。所以先用这个句子来做开场白。
好的，等等。Example is here, Nagarjuna put the example in this actually the Suvalleka is the letter, advising letter to the king, his grand king. So therefore, anyway, this example is then Gao Sonjing Tongde Dejishin is the most powerful possessing the attachment, under the power of attachment, person who is under the power of attachment, that is Gao, means his cousin Jun Gao, that is the one. And then Songjing is the most powerful on the delusion with the on hatred or anger on the and then that is the one or some chewa is the most ignorance or the powerful or possessing ignorance, that is the Surma Chungwa, Angula Mala, usually called Surma, means a finger rosary, one possessing that. Tongde Dejishin, all the names in Tongde Nunsidi, all the one of the or the king, or the who, or probably committed to kill his father. So therefore, that is the most powerful shetan is hatred. So those three poisons mostly examples mentioned. These, all these people are, when you later, they have realized what they have done, they become all conscientious, and that means serious, regretting and practice the rest of them, or Buddha's teaching. So they achieved high level of the, all the freedom. So that is the example.
那么在另外一本著作，这个《至善有书》里面，他曾经举了一个例子，就是一个国王他在很强烈的这个我执的影响之下，那么就说充满了这个贪嗔痴的种种的这个行为，那么甚至呢他把他自己的父亲都杀掉。可是呢后来当他开始接触了佛法，同时非常积极非常精进的去练习，那么最后他得到很高的成就啊，这个就回应到刚才一开始的这个偈子里面所说的这个意思。
Okay, so maybe I will little bit the short those three, what who they are, what they have done, little bit. Now maybe first one is the Dajajam, is the one who most did, or the powerful or attachment possessing. Under the power of attachment, that is the Junggao, or first the Gao is the Junggao, or the name, or Joyce one actually, or that means the Buddha's cousin, or younger cousin, who was the name one time very, very powerful attachment to the to his wife, and wife also have so much attachment, cannot separate even a few minutes, that kind of order of the attachment under the power of that. So therefore, then one day, they have to some offer to Buddha some food or something. Or could Buddha is always a yogic type of then or arm begging etc. Anyway, they want to offer some food, and he went to offer to Buddha. And at that time, somehow pretended Buddha wasn't there, and Shiriputra was there. And Shiriputra said, and to offer to Shiriputra, please. And he wanted to quickly to return to his wife, because his wife taught him you should come very quickly. she has some kind of little licking or something to put his forehead, and we will dry this, you should come. So he has to be very hurry, but Buddha wasn't there, pretending, and Shri Buddha opened the door, and please offer this to Buddha. So Shri Buddha didn't accept. No, I can't accept. If you want to offer, you should yourself go to see the little Buddha. So that was the one. And then that made a delay, and then later another time, the Buddha, to see Buddha, and then Buddha has so many tricks to kick him in, not able to go back easily. So that kind of thing. Anyway, there's a lot of tricks happened, and then finally, great Junggao become later great Buddhist disciple, and to achieve even arhatship during that life. So that is the one happen, one story.
其中的一个故事呢，就是这个佛的这个表兄，佛陀的表兄，那么他对于他的妻子啊，有非常强烈的这种爱执。那么有一天呢，他去要去对佛做供养，但是呢，他这个太太啊，这地方格西讲的是，他太太用他自己的唾液啊，点在他的额头上面，告诉他说，你要在这个唾液干了之前呢、啊，就要回到我的身边。所以他就匆匆忙忙的去对这个佛陀做供养，可是呢，佛陀就故意不在家。那么这时候这个舍利佛在，所以他为了要赶快回到他太太身边，所以他就要对舍利佛做供养，而不是对佛做供养。那么舍利佛就说，我不能接受你这种供养，你要去对佛做供养。那这个，但是他因为急着要回太太的身边了，所以就这个没有办法去处理这个事情。那么后来还有接续不断的，这个佛对他用各种的善巧方便来去除他的这种执着。后来呢，这个他这个表兄啊，接受了佛陀的教法，然后很精进的去练习，那么最后在他那一生，他就成就了阿罗汉果。
Okay, so that is the first one, and the second one is the most ignorant sense, one who possess the ignorant powerful, and or that is sounding. Sounding means, or some chanwajan means the, the Sanskrit word angula mala. That angula means the, these the fingers, and chanwa means rosary of human's finger. And worrying. That is the what is happened is this is this person is a young person, prince, who is very, very generally or gentle and all like this. But then, maybe have to a little bit longer, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, then what happened is the he was a student of Brahman, a teacher, so therefore who has many students, and he is most intelligent among them, general, and all the teacher liked him very well. So like that way, and then one time, there were some people who offered to the hold the teacher and the class to have somewhere for a distance to come to 3 months or something to stay their place and enjoy their or class, have their, etc. That is offered. So therefore, and then the teacher has also wife, and then both this teacher and the wife both are liking this young man. And then our teacher thought, when I go this place to somebody who take care of my wife, so in home, stayed in touchable person, should be lived there. So then, finally, decide to this young man, teacher likes that, and his wife also likes him. So then he asked him to stay. Of course, he is very, very faithful to the this teacher. So then he stayed. Then what happened is the 3 months like that. During that time, of course, this wife tried to have some kind of sexual conduct with this young man. And the young man is very religious and very, very respectable to the teacher. He didn't any accepting, and he always quiet and stay. And then when after finished, the teacher come back, and that day, then this wife did very, very bad thing. One, his hairs pull out, and some scratch in her face, some blood coming, etc., something, and then cry, etc. When teacher comes, then teacher says, what happened? Oh, this young man tried to sexual something.
and then doing those things hurt me, and so she taught to him. So then all the teacher really surprised, and then finally, then the teacher, actually this environment teacher, wanted him to disappear or destroy it, something like that. Then what to do is, so similarly, then what the teacher taught him, one day, all that you did a good job, and now I want you give as a present or the special secret teaching or advice and teaching. What that teaching is some kind of the Brahmanical teaching, or that is a religious teaching. That if you have gone or sacrificed many people, or maybe 1,000 people you killed, then all this finished, then at the end you will be born in Brahma region. Okay, that's a kind of teaching special. Anyway, in the Brahman's teaching, whatever depends on that taught. So then he was strongly believing. So then he began to killing the people. And then 999 up to that he killed, because each people when he killed, he put, say, cut the finger and make rosary, so put him on his neck. Well, 999 already have. And the last one, that time, then the town and village, everywhere, this is a famous person who killing, and all this, everybody escape and everybody frightened. And he is less and less finding to be killed. And finally, all the thousand, last one is then he couldn't find, and then he is concentrating. Or his mother still love for him. So then finally he is thinking, now last one is, if I don't find, now mother is going to be. Okay, that is his own attitude. And then one day he leave, go to, mother was somewhere and try to again see him and to give some food, etc. But anyway, and that day then Buddha only see omniscience. Now this is the time to fully wrap him to now to become religious. This is the time to tame him. So then Buddha showed up on the road far distance. And Buddha slowly walking. And then when he saw that distance, so then he joined. Now I got, instead of mother, somebody to be killed. So he ran after him. Of course, Buddha goes very slowly, no hurry and running or nothing. Like Langjing Duetang is like an elephant walking, like same way, slowly, same pace, not worrying about to everywhere watching. So like that way. And he, after that he go, he was then try to chasing to Buddha. And how fast he run, he never get closer. Same distance there. So then finally, he was tired, then he giving up almost. And then Buddha wait him. And then he goes there, and finally, sat together, and then you want to kill me, right? Oh, that's okay, you can kill me, but before killing me, listen, I have to say a few things. Okay, and then the Buddha taught, and then all kind of teachings, negative karma, and etc., all these various things taught to him. Then he listened, instead of killing. Finally, he got great regret. to his activities, and then he wanted to confess the Buddha, and from now on serious practice in his whole life, remaining life. So that is the what he did. Okay? Too long? You remember? Okay.
Yeah. 第二个故事呢是有关于这个吃的这个故事，就贪嗔痴的这个吃。那么这个里面牵涉到就是用人的手指的骨头来做念珠的这个一个故事。这里面讲到就是说有一个王子啊，那么他曾经拜师在一个婆罗门的这个老师的门下。那么因为他是最聪明最有智慧的，所以呢非常得到这个老师还有他的师母的这个欢心。那么有一天呢，另外一个地方的人来对这个老师做供养，邀请他到那边去讲学三个月。那么这个老师呢就决定要去，所以他在去之前呢，他就指定这个学生这个王子啊，在他家里面照顾师母，同时替他照顾这个地方。那么在三个月里面呢，他的这个师母啊，用设计来诱惑他啊。那么可是呢因为他有非常虔诚的这个信仰啊，所以他拒绝了。那么所以这个师母就怀恨在心，等到老师回来的时候啊，这师母就把自己的头发也抓落了，然后身上也弄出血来什么，然后就跟这个老师讲啊，说这个学生呢、啊、曾经对我有性骚扰，那么试图要对我做出不规矩的动作。那这个老师呢就这个听了以后啊，那么很生气，就要把他驱逐出师门。那么在这个驱逐出师门之前，这个老师就想了一个计策，就说就对他讲，他说我要教给你一个非常特殊的这个婆罗门秘法，那么但是呢你要先去啊杀一千个人，就是结束一千个人的生命，结束以后呢，那么你就可以得到这个秘密的这个教法。那因为他对于他的这个师父是非常的深信不疑，所以呢他就开始啊到处去杀人。那么杀了999个人以后啊，在每杀一个人以后，就用这个人的手指头这个骨头啊来做念珠，挂在他自己的脖子上。那么在这个过程里面，附近的这些人因为听到说他要杀人，所以大家都跑光了。最后他找不到人，杀了990个人以后，剩了最后一个，他实在找不到。那么到处都找不到，最后想到他自己的母亲。他的母亲还在，那所以他就想，他说这个母亲呢可以当做最后一个牺牲品啊。这时候母亲呢还来送饭给他吃等等，他就准备要把他的母亲杀掉。那么就在这个时候佛陀示现，就这个决定，就是说现在是到了开要去调伏他的这个心的这个时候了。所以佛陀就示现变成人，那么就走在他的前面，那么他看到了前面有一个人，心里面非常高兴，因为他原来他是要去杀他的母亲的，现在有这个人来代替啊，所以他很高兴，他就去追这个人。那么可是很奇怪，不管他走的速度多快，他就是追不上前面这个人。那么等到他自己的脚步放慢下来了，前面这个人呢也放慢下来。所以就这样子反反复复的在追逐啊，最后他实在疲惫不堪，你就只好这个累倒了在里面休息。这个时候呢，佛陀化身的这个人呢就在前面等他，让他追上。然后这个佛陀化身的这个人就跟他讲，他说我会让你杀掉，但是在杀我之前呢，我要先跟你讲一些道理，我要先跟你教导你一些这些道理。所以呢就开始跟他讲这些种种的这个杀业啊等等，这些贪嗔痴的这些种种的恶业会造成什么样的结果。好，那么跟他讲完了以后呢，这个王子他发起了非常大的一个忏悔心， 那么同时最后他皈依这个佛啊，来这个很精进的跟他学习啊，这个是有关于这个跟前面一开始龙树菩萨所讲的偈子也相关的第二个例子。
So this young man said this sutra has this one verse line, but he is taught the Buddha is that Chöpa Ngenpa Su Chö Jeme Long Nang Sa De Tanya Dungwa Rabji Yawa Yi La Dungwa Rabji De Tanya Chö La Chö La Chö La Chö La That means the my bad activities, bad behavior, all these activities, the form of that activities now clearly revealed in the mirror of your teaching. When you go to see the mirror, you have bad or good, whatever you clean and everything you see clearly there. Same way, the five teachings of Buddha is like mirror. Also you can my all bad things now clear in the mirror of your teaching. So now I have huge dunga, you see, regret, mental, all regret, all rising. And all the compassion like that, and then from now on I will the dharma practice from now on remain of it purely or do. So saying like that to them. So that is the this our person taught and serious practice in his life achieved higher goal. So that is the story.
那么这个王子就跟这个佛陀讲，跟这个佛陀的化身讲，他说我过去啊所造的种种的恶业都很清楚的在您如镜子般的教法中啊彰显出来了，那就是您的教法让我体会到我过去所造种种恶业的这种不应该，所以呢我现在升起了大的忏悔心，那么要从现在开始，那么我要非常纯净的来根据您的教法来学习。那么这样子以后呢，这个王子啊他就非常精进的去练习学习佛法，那么最后在他那一生他就证得了很高的成就。
OK, so therefore our teaching like or something like this, then we have to then or to realize from that one's own what done, what is not done, and clearly reveals. Usually we don't reveal, you don't know, you don't see what is done, good or bad, or what even never appears sometimes, or out of ignorantly, or sometimes in this kind of teaching, and it clearly explains, or they're like in a like mirror. So therefore, all should understand that way. And also this man, most ignorant, sad, but he is naturally, he is an intelligent young person, but ignorant means here, sometimes wrong believing, or konashvuta, all in a religious sense, so all thousand people will kill, by killing that you will born some, or get peace or something, or some kind of, or in a, without much logical reason, some stupid way, ignorantly, to strongly believing that. And that is, that kind of, sometimes ignorant is the, we are going on these days also, sometimes or the recent or trouble in the or the all these in the fighting and or also these things in America happen, all these kind of things. Some of those things have I think a very religious attitude, but not knowing, and they have able to give their body, etc., something like that, maybe, or could be like this. So therefore, on religion or spiritual, various kind of in the world, religion, or many things. But we should not be the head to religion, but that is not false of religion. Religion, any religion has brings some kind of or final or temporary or whatever, they always bring base of some peace and prosperity to the people. But then when you use that wrongly, when you use wrongly, and then our religion become, or then looks like poison. Medicine become like poison. If you take medicine, all medicine is supposed to cure the disease and sickness, but somebody do not understand that properly, and wrongly use, and that it may become, instead of killing, because of curing, it will be dysphoria or something, poison. Medicine become poison, or Dharma religion become, or this kind of disturbing things, or that is a pulse of the egotistic or view, or the sentient beings, they themselves, how to utilize us, or make these problems. So therefore, all these things have to careful everybody thinking, not necessarily to reject that particular religion. Any religion based on that, it can be anything wrongly utilized like that way. So how you utilize means have to thoroughly study, understand, or logically, scripturally, one's own mind, or first right, should be like that. Okay? All right, that's just this time. That's right.
那么继续刚才讲的这个论点，就是说透过佛陀的教法，那这个王子啊，他很清楚的看到他以前所做的这一些行为的这种错误，所以呢引申的来讲，就是说透过这个佛陀的教法，那么根据我们前几天所讲的，我们可以很清楚的了解到我们自己做了些什么，那么还有哪一些事情我们应该做但是却没有做，那么这些没有做的原因基本上都是出于这个所谓以我为中心的这些错误的这个知见。那么这王子是一个很典型的例子因为虽然他是那么的虔诚，虽然他是那么的相信他的师父，但是呢他却伤害了1000个这个生命。那么这样子的一种对于信仰、对于教法的一种不理解或者不清楚的了解，这种态度啊，这种愚痴，一直到现在的我们的生活里面仍然还继续存在。好，我们看到了在某一些地区，有些人他非常的虔诚，他有很强烈的宗教的信仰，但是呢。他却不知道他自己的行为造成其他生命多大的迫害，那么他却因为他自己的这个信仰而去伤害很多的这个生命。那么所以呢从这里面我们就要去反省了。其实这格西讲，他说所有的宗教信仰它最终的目的是带给人们和平带给我们这些学习者内心的平静，但是呢如果我们使用不当或者是我们因为自己这个的愚痴而去做不当的理解的话，那么我们就有可能呢去错用这个教法跟这个信仰。那么这个时候呢，就好像原来这个教法是一贴药，是一贴让我们痊愈的药，但是呢因为我们自己的愚痴，我们反而把它变成了是一个毒药，让我们因此而受害。好，那么这个根本的原因就是我们以自我为中心的这样子的一种这个我见跟这个错误的见解。所以我们应该很仔细的去反省，去思考，那么怎么样有效正确的来运用这一些教法，这是我们必须要去思考。
Okay, So therefore, those two are most, all the thing among the three poisons. Then also last one is shetangjam, is the anger or hatred, or the power of the hatred, this is in baptism, or one of the king, or the Khanashi would support his or killed his father because the, some of the minister or certain people or made some kind of gossiping, certain things. Khanashi with that anger having then or put his father or king's father put in jail, or the Khanashi with that then or later on his father died in jail. So that is the Tame means this is the Paseva. Paseva means this is five hidden and kind of karmic, powerful karmic. So therefore, all this happened. So therefore, but this one is again later recognized in so much in this kind of situation. So therefore, later purification and seriously again practice doing that, then one got the in that time path of seeing reach there, or like that way. Also all of them, some of them emancipation achieved, pure public, some are higher level of the path of seeing, etc. So those things can happen. So these people are Munja Pamins past so much powerful or evil, negative, and with the mental three poisons on dominating. But they, if they realize and they do the manner of that life, they have power to do release for themselves. So therefore, that is here message. Okay.
那么第三个故事啊，是有关于这个嗔恨，因为嗔恨而造成的这个恶业的这个故事。这里面讲到就是说有一个国王，那么他因为听信了他底下的臣子的这个谗言，所以呢他就把他自己的父亲呢关起来，最后这个父亲死在监狱里面。那么这样子的一种行为啊，这个所谓杀父的行为，这是五戒罪里面的一个之一，这是非常重的一个杀业。那么这个国王啊，他就犯了这样子的一个重罪。可是呢，后来他知道自己做错了，然后开始发心，非常积极的精进去学佛。那么最后啊，在他那一世啊，他就进入了见道啊，就是有成就，进入见道。所以呢，这总的来讲，就从刚才龙树菩萨的这个记子一直到现在，都点出了一个重点：不论我们在身口意三方面。有受曾经受到过多少的污染啊，多少的染浊，但是现在只要我们开始发心，积极的精进的去学佛，那么都有希望能够把这一些过去的错误净除，同时能够会得到成就。
Okay, that's enough. Now we have to read our text.
现在我们要开始念本文了。
Okay.So now, so far we had the, and then this is the doing like now, and then enthusiastic how to, especially development of the higher and higher powerful enthusiastic, and that is the method, or there are four powers explained Shantadeva, or the Medaya Gadam, or then,or the verbal top means the power of the aspiration, power of temper means steadiness, power of joy, gawa, or the power of torwa means the resting or for stopping, or that those powers utilizing those way, and then you develop.Joy or enthusiastic. Now, among them, first each of them one by one explaining or more detail, or therefore first one said power of assimilation. Power of assimilation has the explaining that is the object of the assimilation, result of assimilation, cause of assimilation, those three divisions made. And the object of assimilation has the two object area. Assimilation, where you want to develop assimilation is the nyeba, means nyeba throwa, means throw away and getting rid of the negative sides, one. And then lemba is taking the positive merits, virtual things, those area, on and to develop the assimilation. That is the object of those area. That is yesterday we talked what you done, what you not done, et cetera, so far, now so how, what should be or doing, stop or then aspiration to spell aspiration to tool to that. Okay? That is a yesterday we done.
那么到目前为止啊，我们都在谈，就是说怎么样能够升起精进心。那么这里面，在这个颂文里面呢，吉天菩萨他谈到了有四种的力量来激发我们升起精进心。这四种力量是这个信乐心、稳定的力量、喜悦的力量以及止息的力量啊。谈到这个有关于信乐的这个力量，那么又分为三个内涵，分别是这信乐心升起的对象，那么它的原因以及它的结果。那么昨天呢，我们已经谈过了这个有关于在对象这一方面包含着两个部分啊，第一个是我们要把这个所有这个负面的，就是过去所造的一些种种不好的，我们要把它去除。那么第二部分呢，是要去努力这个就是想象或者是说期望能够练习所有正面的一些好的，或者升起信乐心，它可以带给我们所有种种好的种种这些东西。那么这个是到昨天下午为止啊所讲的内容。
Okay, so therefore those are the object, and then the result is the, last night briefly here explained, the result is the aspiration. Result of the aspiration is the, all the meritorious virtues, everything development from beginning to all the way up to enlightenment. Those are the result of the special aspiration. And the not done or not having aspiration toward the Dharma, to getting rid of obstacles, to take the all the virtuous qualities practicing seriously, that is a lack of aspiration. That brings all the evil, negative, misery, sufferings come. So therefore these are the results gravely showing all the verse 39 shows a negative result. Verse 40 shows any half of that is the two lines shows. Buddha taught all the gevacho, the virtual sides are root, or they are rooted from there. Or their root is the aspiration toward the Dharma. Okay, that is it. Now we stop here, I think.
那至于这个信乐心的结果这一个主题呢，昨天我们谈到了三十九颂最后，那么这里面就讲到，就是说如果我们透过信乐心的升起而开始用很精进的态度来学佛的话，那么我们可以得到怎么样的一个结果啊？这里面这个正面的这个结果呢，包含了比如说可以积聚各种的资粮，那么最后呢 终于可以达到这个成就的这样子的一个结果。所以这个是三十九颂里面所谈到的，昨天我们略微的讨论了一下。
OK， 那我们 the cause of the aspiration. How you get this such aspiration toward Dharma? What are the causes? Or that is the cause showing here is the verse 40 and then verse shows the second verse 40 has the four lines, was the first two done. Now, second two lines showing the cause has a brief explanation and a more detailed explanation. Brief explanation, these two lines, they are our thought, namely, they will combat source. These two lines, or the root of the aspiration, cause of aspiration, is the mainly namely the combat source. That means concentrating, meditating, the virtuous quality or virtuous karma, and then negative karma, virtuous karma, what they will bring, what kind of negative result, what is kind of virtuous result, the positive result, how they briefly these two concentrating cause and the name means result, maturation, those two detail learning, meditating, concentrating, analyzing, that will bring you a special kind of aspiration to the Dharma. Okay, that is briefly explaining. The Tawatado Nemi Devu Compassos.
那么这个在第四十颂的后面两句啊，就是告诉我们，就是说在日常生活里面，我们要常常的去观修我们自己所造的善因及恶因，它将来会给我们带来什么样的善果跟恶果啊，用透过这样子的一个经常观修的方式，它能够激起我们的对于佛法的一种信乐心。
哎呀 ，So then, the Yabhishava is more detailed explanation. Is now explanation of the karma, virtuous karma, it is result, or negative karma.And its result. Some little more detail to examples, explanation, and those as explained, and you think about those things, concentrating, meditating. That is the cause of the aspiration. Right? Okay. So, therefore, Nivajavala Shyavala Sums, this has three divisions, or more detailed explanation. This has the Dhimelanda Sambha.That is the demand and samba, karna, virtues and non-virtues, or demand and samba, or those are the mixed karma.And the result of the coming result. That is the, like we will do here, or like we humans do always mixed. Sometimes virtues do, sometimes non-virtues do. We do always kind of mixed everything in different way. Not purely negative or not purely virtuous. Sometimes do, sometimes like that. Same way, result what we.Experience also same way, result, mixed result, with many result. Sometimes during the life, sometimes happy, enjoyment, peace, virtual results come. Sometimes misery, suffering, problems, all these result of negative karma, so we will experience also mixed. or like that way, virtuous, non-virtuous. So therefore, this kind of dhamma, lente, sabandhamma means mixed. Lente means karma and its result, sambhavs. This is a detailed explanation.
刚才在前面那一节所讲的是比较简略的一个说法，也就是讲说常常观修我们自己所造的善因跟恶因，它可能会带来什么样的善果跟恶果。那么接下来就要比较详细的去解释这个所谓的造善因得善果，造恶因得恶果，它到底是什么样的内容。那么这里面又分为三个主要的内容。我们现在常常在日常生活里面，我们经常是善因跟恶因是同时混杂的在一起去制造的，所以我们有的时候在造恶因，有的时候在造善因。那么也因为这样子呢，所以当这个果成熟的时候，我们也同样的会一方面享受到这个所谓善果，可是另外一方面呢，又受到这个恶果的影响啊。这个是这个所谓善因善果、恶因恶果，这个事实上是呈现的一个混杂在一起的这样子的一个状态。那么接下来就会仔细的去讲这些。
Okay, that is the first one is Jemian Lanja Sambha, thinking goes. And then, next it is Nakpa Lanja Sambha. Nakpa means completely dark, black, karma and the result. That means like powerful negative karma.Which brings only negative result, misery, suffering only, that goes down or deepest hell, worst hell, hot hell, and so later will explain. Or they are not experience any virtuous result. Or whole life, even how long will it take, that only misery, suffering, only that is, or that kind of, not by land as some of that would come.
那么第二点，刚才讲的是第一点，第二点是说，如果我们造了这个恶因的话，啊，那么在来生就必然的会降生到这个所谓的地狱道，而且去承受非常大的这种痛苦啊。那么这个是第二点。
This is the second one. Chiktu karva landa sambha means. And then also there is one only karva means only white or something like that you have virtues. The karma and its result is such like, for example, if you were born in or Sukhapati or like such like this, Buddhisattva or somebody who born in Sukhapati, in there you don't have.Or misery, suffering, and problem never have, only you know, what they experience as a result of virtuous karma. So, therefore, karma which born in those places are called chittu karma, only white or virtuous karma. Okay.
那么另外一方面就是，如果我们造的是恶因的话，啊，那么在它所造成的。这个对不起，如果我们造的是善因的话，那么它所产生的善果是让我们降生在一般所说的天道，那么那里面充满了喜悦，所以又用一个另外一个字来形容，就是所谓白的这个业果啊。刚才前面讲的那个降生地狱的那个是黑的业果。
All right. So therefore.So now these things in here, the Nishandadeva explained briefly, or the, as explained, we have to usually think of those things, or that is the first one is the dhamma, mixed kind of karma, and mixed kind of the experience, result, or those things. Or the, here is the maybe little detail explanation is the karmic cause and effect has been it. For example, result, and there is a namin, is the maturation result. Yutim is a similar
result with the cause, similar with the cause, that kind of result. And then, Tagwe Devu means it, how to say, and then, result of the honoring or possession, environment. For example, we have here is the, right, first the center is the born as a human or animal or whatever you are born, that life itself, or some sort of life itself, means maturation, primary maturation. And during that time, you turn similar kind of, with the cause, means some people have experienced short life or being killed, being many misery, which you did the same thing past in the others, similar result will appear. So that kind of the you change the result of similar with the cause. And the tabu means the tabu means you are the honor and your possession is all the environmental. Or some people have a good possession, some are bad possession. For example, house and all this wealth and etc. Some have nothing, that or poverty, etc. These are the another result which is mainly wrapping to the outside as your environment or your possession. Or each has, they have different, unique, some kind of different. Also, that is why we have. People have also, some are rich, some are poor, and some are medium, or some are happy, or long life, etc. Some are short and misery, suffering. So different things. So that is the outside, even the same way, all this kind of experience. Even some farmers, or some farmers, the same kind of mineral, or grain, or water, but some do not grow very well. Some grow all the time very well, or they are different some things, and sometimes all these things happen, or the business, etc. Whatever you do, or most goes under the power of previous karmic result. Okay. So these things will come, but here not too much in a detailed explanation, but general, that is the three types of result, the same way cause, karma also, three types of all those things causes, okay?
第三个呢，就是谈到了，就说跟着前面的两个继续讲下来，就是我们这个生命呢，是表现出来一个所谓混杂的这样子的一个业果啊。那么因为这个业因本身是混杂的，所以呢，我们后面所承受的这个业果。或者说所经验到的这个业果也是混杂的。那么这里面讲由第三点，尤其是在谈到这个所谓业果成熟的这一个时候，我们看到其实生命本身呢，不论它是在降生在哪一道，那么它都是这个业果成熟的一个表现。比如讲就以人道来讲的话，有些人他生下来是很短命，那么有些人他生下来是很这个命很长。那么另外呢，有些人他生下来就一生都是非常的富裕啊，不于匮乏。那么有一些人呢，这个终其一生呢都是非常的穷困啊，这个非常的忙忙碌碌而没有结果。所以整体来讲，这一些表现呢，它都是显现出我们在这一世之前所种的这个善因或者是恶因的一个结果。所以尽管我们都是降生在人道，但是我们每一个众生他所经验的过程呢、啊、都是不一样的。那么同样的，就举个例子，就好像这个农夫他在种田，虽然每一个农夫都在种田，可是呢有一些农夫他的收成就非常好，有一些农夫虽然他付出同样的努力，但是他的收成就相当的不好。那么这个虽然他们都是在同样的环境之下，但是呢，因为他们所种的这个因不一样，所以他们现在所 经验的这个结果也是一样，这个是第三。
So therefore, this is the dhamma is a mixed type of karma, and it is Rasad will explain here only three verses: verse 41, verse 42, verse 43. All of those explained in it, all these mixed one. First, like we humans have mixed result, mixed cause, we do also. So therefore, mixed result, for example, we have so much some negative side, for example, dunga. Yimitewa dunga means physical or problems, mystery, something. Everybody doesn't have same thing, but different level or different way, physical dunga suffering. Yimitewa means mental suffering, mind unpleasant, unhappy, other than frustrating, etc. This kind of mental suffering, also different people have different way. And then, jikpanabanasa, fear, various kind of different fearness, fearful things, fear in you, anxiety and fear, all everybody in the mind and fear things. And then, dhapanam tang tawas, desire, you want to such, want this, dhapa, desire. Desirable things, not happening. But we will always, sometimes, undesirable things, mostly come, welcome. they come, you know, like that way. Those various kind of, even being human's nature is born, is means maturation, is a good result, virtuous result, born, high rebirth, like human. But during that time, lot of negative result will appear, positive result will appear. We experience both mixed ways. So therefore, negative result, these things, dunga yimi dewa tang, jikwa namba nato tang, tepa namba tang, tawa ni, tikwa choy la chungwa chung. These negative karma, because these negative or undesirable things happening is it, or tikwa choy la chungwa is. Tikwa means sinful, evil, negative karma, which is the created past that arise, the fruit is the what will happen. Same, when you realize these things, meditate, concentrate, then this will be important, these things, is it? When you, these things happen, instead of blaming to somebody, this his fault, her fault, their fault, or something, false of weather, false of something, everywhere blaming outside, that will be stopped. I have this is must be passed. I did something this, and blaming, and injuring, and hurting, and harming, or then you didn't do this time even innocent. That is, you are mixing, you are experiencing negative karmic result. So therefore, reversing past negative karma. That if you properly reverse, then it will now stop. If I don't want this kind of suffering, I should be stopped, caused to accumulate continuously. That is the main message. Okay.
所以在接下来的41颂、42颂、43颂啊，就是在针对刚才那三点做比较仔细的说明。在第41颂里面就讲到，这个我们在这一世啊所承受的业果，里面比如说我们每一个人多多少少在肉体上、在心灵上面都会经验各式各样不同的苦。那么同时呢也会承受各式各样这个恐惧，那么这一些经验，这个都跟我们过去生所造的这个业有关系，造的这个因有关系。那么另外一方面呢，我们有的时候可以心想事成，可是大部分的时候呢却是 这个心里面所想的没有办法落实，没有办法这个成真。那么所以这个就反映出来，我们在过去生所造的这个因呢，它是一个呈现一个混杂的一种状态。所以在这一世里面，我们所承受到的这个业果，那么也是有苦有乐，但大部分是苦的。那么在这样子的情况之下，与其啊我们去责怪其他的人，比如说在这一世里面，当我们遭受到不如意的事情的时候，我们往往会去责怪其他人。我们与其去责怪其他的人，不如很专心、很平静的来反省，这个是跟我们自己过去世里面所造的这些善因跟恶因有非常密切的关系。那么从这样子的一个角度来思考，并进而做这个更积极、更精进的这个学习。
Okay. So then, all the when these you know, recognize the virtual of God, you know, or sometimes when we use this, when physically, or pain or suffering or to yourself, or somebody accuse you or kill or harm you, hurt you, everybody does not do. Only those karmic relations who has, and they will do, or you will receive whatever create karma with the something like that where you are receiving. So therefore when you anything on those things happen, and then revering to one's own karma, not blaming to the person, even if temptation, Buddhisattva was aware of the temptation, say, person is there, by my karma cause, or with together, or him or they, or suffer like that way, causing negative karma. So thinking like that way, oneself, or the, not getting angry toward people, or angry toward anybody, instead of then revealing to one's own karma. But the good things there is the, what you suffer, what you have problem, whatever you experience, by that experience, some particular cause are happening to you, to us. So therefore, when they fully happen, that's the end. That particular karmic result finished. So therefore, it is a kind of part of purification also, rather than anger and hatred, and reproduce again karma, more karma. Instead of that, that is the thinking, oh, glad, welcome. Oh, welcome, more like that way. Some of the practitioners say, da nana nawa chinjilaptaso, da shineshiwa chinjilaptaso. That means, if I am better to seek, please empower me, let me seek. Is it better to die? Oh, yeah, please bless me to die me, or something like that kind of one's own kind of purification, rather than complaining, blaming, getting anger out of that again to hurt to somebody. That is you are doing continue one side undesirable to what this is happening, yet you are creating again another same thing, try to to accumulating. So therefore, this is will be help in our practice dharma. Okay.
那么在日常生活里面，我们所遭遇在肉体上面所遭遇的痛苦，或者是说，经常有别人指责我们，或者是意图要来伤害我们。那么这一些种种的经验，它都是这个所谓业的结果跟业的反应。所以在这样子的一个情况之下，我们要从这个业的从业果的这个角度来思考这样子的一个经验，不要去指责别人，反而是要回过头来反省自己。 那么这样子的话，这个好处是什么？就是说用这样子的一种反省的心来经验这样子的痛苦，那么我们当我们经过了这一些痛苦之后啊，事实上我们的这个过去所造的这个恶业，那么它就尽除了啊。所以很多这个大修行者，那么他们在修行的过程里面，就是用这样子的态度来面对生命过程里面的种种的这些经验，比如讲，那么他们多半会有这样子的一个发心：好，如果现在生病可以让我消业，那么就让我生病；如果我现在生命结束可以让我消业，就让我生命结束。所以用这样子的一个积极的这种心态来面对生命里的种种的这个经验，那么因此呢，可以把过去所造的这一些恶因，能够很快的净除掉。
Okay, so now that is verse 41. Now verse 42, same thing again. The opposite, the merit is virtues. Or that's it. 一了三百给钱呗。康当康顿多久把这当天的所有那么大地位研究工具就如此。我的大地名是的 of verse 42, 哦，一了三百给钱呗 if you do give up the meritorious good or virtuous things with the 一了三百 in first mentally in mind to some kind of good motivation, that is 一了三百 that is into the mind.Not accidentally something happened, good things were done. Not like that. That is a small virtue. Virtue is with the motivation. Yila Sambhava is first planned in the mind, good motivation. With that motivation, not killing, etc. Whatever you are, making charity or any morality, etc. Whatever practice doing those things, give a chaba, so the yila sambe get chabas. What that will do is that if you do this life, this and this kind of thing, or in the past life, whatever you do, result is that, kangdang kangdo drojuba, tetangate, sternamte, the view in the unjujus. Wherever you go, kangdang kangdo is a place, and wherever you go, all that is the Tedang Telenis, in that class, wherever you go, always Sernamti, that merit, virtuous merit, will affect you. You will be all like worshipped, or like almost like all the result of meritorious things. You, wherever you go, happy, pleasant, enjoyment, good things, good traveling, good place to go.Or treated by others well, and all these kind of pleasant enjoyment wherever you are always. That doesn't mean this time you are smart. That is some kind of previous and virtuous karma will bring you all this life. Wherever you go, whatever you do is successful and peace and happiness.What do you want to do happen? So that is deviation, see? All that deviation is a result of previous karma. That is the, will be, chapa means worship or offer or these things you will achieve, experience. But mainly that is the, like, so therefore,When you think something good things happen, and not thinking conceitedness, I am smart, thinking like that, where this kind of, rather than, oh, this is something good things happening to me, that must be the result of good things passed somewhere, whatever life's done. So therefore this happens, good things appreciate.When you appreciate, then now future, I like continue to do that, you do motivation with that way to, in the future also good things, not killing, not stealing, lying, instead of them, helping to them, practicing, all kind of things, charity and morality, etc. Various kind of things as much you do. Or when you do these things, these are even fruit, not seen, but they definitely will come, believing that way. Okay? So then you joyfully to do those things. Although that is the here the mixed means, we humans have opportunity to mix. The mixed karmic result is the sometimes good, because you see negative things, result of, and the positive things. If you do this, this will happen. If you do this, these things will happen. And real intelligent ones, these will learn. And then you drop what you do, stop negative things. Try to as much you are too much positive things. Okay, that's it.
在第十二四十二颂里面就谈到，就是说不论是在过去生或者是在此生，如果我们都是用很正确的或是很好的动机发心，那么去做种种的善行，它的结果就会导致我们在这一生里面，不论走到哪里啊，不论到哪里去，都会是非常令人愉快的愉悦。那么你走到任何的地方都会受到其他人对你的这个好的礼遇啊，给你很多的这个供养，或者是说对你很尊敬，那么让你或者是说自己在做事情都会很成功很顺利等等，这些这都是结果。所以当这样子的状况发生了，也就是说我们在这一生里面经验到这样子的过程的时候，不要以为啊是因为自己非常的聪明，非常的这个灵巧，所以才会能够得到这个好的结果，而是要从另外一个角度去想，就是说这个是因为我自己啊过去生基于正确的动机而造的善因所产生的结果。所以从这个角度去想的话，那我们就接着要去想，就是说好，那么既然我这一生可以享受到过去生造善因的结果，那么我为了来生呢的这个考虑，所以我在这一生里面要继续延续以前那一种基于用正确的发心去做种种善行的这种习惯。那么这样子的话把这一种正确的动机做善行的这一种态度啊，变成我们自己的生活方式。那么这样子的话，这个我们就可以预期啊，在来世同样的可以得到好的结果。那么这一颂里面所谈到，又回到一开始的时候，格西所讲的这个所谓的业果，它是一个混杂的啊，就是只要我们造善因，我们就必然的会得善果。反过来讲，我们如果造了恶因，那么也会承受那个痛苦的这个结果。所以这里面就在凸显这样子的一个道理。
Okay, so now verse 43 also. So therefore, and the question about then the 강당강도조교가세상에는 the question 누가생긴다말좀 That verse showing is if you do dikpa or evil, negative things, always doing those things, then they wish to want to have deva, pleasant, peace, happiness, enjoyment, they do it, even they want to do that. In the past, the evil things were done, then wherever you want to, wherever you go, wherever you go, then in their place, in the situation, everything miserable. Or Dunga term is a weapon of suffering, will destroy you, conquer you all the time, everywhere. Or in the place, it doesn't matter. Even if you have negative karma, powerful in the past, negative karma, if this place is not happy, you go somewhere, move somewhere, doesn't matter. The same thing happens. Another bad, doesn't matter.
or company with somebody, or with this mysteries, or some another person, or some, or whatever you do, doesn't matter. Your own karma will be stored by mystery. That is not the, for them. So therefore, this thinking that way carefully, therefore, from now, if I don't want this, so I have to not do anything, or evil, negative things to others, hurting harm. For example, some powerful, mighty ruler, king, or has a little baby there, and then if you want to hurt them, if you kill them, or whatever you do, you are grown up, you may have power, but you always conscious, oh, if I do harm, little bit, then I will get later much, much punishment. But thinking that will be stopped, nothing to do. Even if baby said, baby did you some bad things, you still try to be patient. Well, that is the ordinary sense. But the karma situation much, much worse. So therefore, this understanding, thinking, and believing is most important. Okay?
Okay. 你在四十三颂里面是从另外一个角度来重申这个道理的重要性，也就是讲说，如果我们在过去生或者此生造了这个恶因，那么即使呢我们想要追求快乐，它的结果都会是，不论我们到哪里去啊，我们到什么地方，那么都会经验各式各样的痛苦，或者是说不愉快的结果。好，这个是跟我们过去生或是此生所造的恶因有关系。那么通常我们一般的人会想，当发生了这样子的情形的时候，一般人会想说，哦，也许我不适合这个地方，那我换到一个别的地方去。但是这样子的一种思考其实是不正确的。我们最好是从自己过去生所造的业因的这一个角度来看待自己现在正在经验的这个生活的过程。那么如果说能够从这个角度去思考的话，那么就会想到，就是说这个是因为我自己过去生可能造了其不好的因而带来的结果，那么因此而警惕自己，如果我的来生我不要再重复这样子的一种不愉快或者这样子痛苦的这个过程的话，那么我现在就开始要避免再去制造任何的这个恶因。好，这个是一个从另外一个角度来提示，那么这个因跟果的之间的一个关系。啊，至于刚最后格西刚才举的那个例子啊，我没有听得太清楚，所以我就避免了，就不讲了。
Okay, so that is the mixed type of what we experience. So therefore.But every sentient being is not this way mixed. Or some, or Bodhisattva's type of some, or pure virtues result in sometimes, or this, born as I mentioned, Sukhapati or pure land, etc. Or somebody born in hell, etc. So these are something next following. Now,Verse 44 saying, Chitta Karva Landa Sambhavas. Chitta Karva means purely quiet karma and its result. That means just merely virtuous karma and all result of mere virtues or coming result or experience. That who is experiencing? Who is experiencing this is the, or that is the, if we.Or some special kind of karma created. Or then, as a result of that, if you are born, or Sukhapati, or then pure land, or the Buddha Amida, or something like that, pure land, if you are born there, and then that is the, and then they will be soon they transfer to born there, you will begin experience only.Virtues, mere virtues result, nothing they are experience negative karmic result. So that is the we're talking here. Jaji Tisa Memben verse 44, Jaji Tisa Pemen Yibu. But she says, see you at Pemen Yibu, Javas Munya Sajis, Jisha, Tuiji, Pema Lejo, Yujoja, Javas Dune, the Shiksas, Gavajurus. Or that this is the, for example, if you are born there, let's say, ordinary life, human life, for example, human or animal's life, or then, for the birth, or then, born from mother's womb, you born in mother's womb, or mother's womb is not clean, pure, in a dirty place, you be there, and so dark, completely darkness, and top arm is tied with the completely other or their materials and bones and many things go in squeeze inside, and that kind of miserable place you start with the birth, right? And then later, born, and you have with the mixed with the all kind of strange, miserable people with the company also like that were unpleasant, all these things, all that way. Food which is sometimes maybe pleasure, or maybe sometimes it will give you pain or suffering, or food and drink and so on. What you eat or maintenance also not very pure. All these things will make difficulties. That is the ordinary. Now, if you are born on the Sukhapati, that is the, for example, certain Bodhisattva will born there, is the, and instead of all the mother's womb, very, very smelling and tight and all difficult, hot, and that kind of situation, instead of them, you were born in a vast place, Jaji Tisang. Tisang means smelling, perfume, smelling. Siwe Peme Nyingbu Nes, you were born first in the lotus flower, some kind of lotus flower which has been pure land, this ordinary lotus flower, pure land flower. A flower, very vast and very nice smelling and cleaning. First the born there as the eugenics, miraculous first you take there. That is the opposite way of the usual mother's womb, right? That it is a peme, siwe peme ingunes, siwa misik, all in the cool, rather than a hot place, or peme ingunes. And then in there, food is usually as in ordinary kase, the material food as the or rub. But instead of there, how the life is, they don't need to eat like us to come set on any material food, drink, and these are very bad, yeah. Or they have to eat and then go to somewhere. They may be rajas or not, or they are sometimes painful, sometimes okay. And then they have to, every time you have to waste it to throw away, to go to another place to throw away, all those things, they don't have there. Nothing of those things. Just mental purity. All that is the food is like nectar of teaching of Buddha Amitabha or Satsura, Buddha's words, special kind of, all of those things mainly food, the living situations with that enjoyment. All that is there. Jaya Sunye, Ane Saji Siji Chechevas. Sunye is a very beautiful word, all that is like food. Siji Checheva means the threaten and their life is so increased. That will come. All Javasunya Sajis Jijiva. Tui Jija Pema Lajun Lujo Chens. What that is the. And then thokwe dunga le cheba dhukiwa thukwe wajin. So means it is, narrow and difficult situation. Instead, free from that, then much, much superior, thukwe chiche, pema le jones. Hote, thukwe wajin, yeah, pema le jones. Hote doesn't, what a usual chance, isn't it? Family Chunga is born a lotus flower, and then you have the light of the Buddha's special kind of light, with a just a special kind of bright, you know, or such beautiful, Sukhapata's, or light will have, or that is kind of that kind of body, mental body, not earthly body, or that will usual chance. And then round, circle round, and many people, some are bothering you, some are getting angry you, some make you attachment, some make you hatred, some make you jealousy, etc. Unpleasant. All the middle of what we is the, among the people sometimes, our mental falls, makes you are sitting on a thorn bush. Okay, this. Here, nothing like that way. Or, Jalan Dune. What that is the, the Java, the victorious Buddha, the Amitabha, etc. Dunna is in front of, right in front of those, place. Or, Jalan Dune, the success of Kevajurus. All that they were a ship said, in front of that you are born and you are utilizing so pure those teachings and pure experience. All then that kind of possession, that kind of also called the ship said, is the son of conquerors. All that means the Bodhisattva, the name is the son of conquerors. So we are born as son of conquerors. Like the ordinary and son of Chakrapati and king is the high level, like that, much, much better of their son of all the Buddhas directly there. All that is born like that, experiencing all these kind of meritorious things. Why? By what? Your own previous special kind of deva, this meritorious virtues. In order to born there, also you have pure or meritorious virtues and connection with the dedication and the prayer, and based on that also you have all kind of virtues and karma and pure shila, etc. Many things have to accumulate. Just merely prayer to born there will not do. Have to preparatory and all necessary conditions you have to build with that, then the dedication to, and then to born next life into the pure, and then it will be work. Okay? If you have gold, piece of gold, if you have, you can make that gold to make weapon, to kill or something, or doing all kind of things, or garbage can. Or you can make that is jewelry or some to yourself, or you can make that into offering to Buddhas, some kind of special things. There are many, many things you can do that same way. So dedication of that piece of gold, how you put into a special kind of fruit is different in our motivation. Same way our merits, virtues created. What you do is at the end, dedication depends on that. So where you, that part is a prayer or dedication means directing what you have done or meritorious to this cause. If you didn't create anything, and then cause or meritorious, and how much prayer it will empty prayer. Okay? Okay, like that.
前面讲的就是主要的一个重点，就是说 因为这个业因呢、啊，不同的业因，那么使得有些众生他降生在净土，有些众生呢他下生在三恶道。那么所以这一颂啊，第44颂，就是在讲或者在描述那个降生净土的那一些众生，那么他们所经验到的一个过程。那么这里面，格西刚才用一般的众生跟降生净土的众生，他在整个出生或者成长的过程做了一个比较。首先讲说一般的众生，这些在他的这个前世造了混杂的这个有恶因有善因的这些众生，那么他们通常是下生在这个人道或者是下三道。那么这个时候他们会降生在他们的这个母亲的这个子宫里啊，降生在母胎里。那么这个当他进入到这个子宫呢，他所经验到的是这个环境呢、啊、是非常的黑暗，非常的拥挤，各种的这个不舒适。那么同时呢，他所能够接受到的养分也不是很纯净啊。那么因为这个他的母亲所摄取的这一些来源啊，也不是很纯净。那么等到他出世了以后，那么他同样的要经历各式各样的苦啊，跟别人竞争，或者是跟其他的众生竞争，那么遭受到其他众生的破坏等等。那这个是一般的，在前世他种下有善因有恶因的这样子的一些众生。那么相对而言的话，是这一些只造善因的菩萨们，那么他们呢是会降生在净土。那么在这个净土里面，根据这个第44颂里面所描述的，好，那他是会降生在，就是这个充满了芳香，然后非常宽广，同时很清凉的等等这个所谓莲花的这个、上面。好，那么在这样子的一个净土里面，因为他们没有一般其他众生所有的那种混浊世的世俗身，他们有的只是一个昨天我们讲过，是一个叫 mental body 心识身。那么所以呢他们所经验到的这个过程呢，就跟刚才我们讲的那个一般众生的这个过程是不一样。另外比如说他们所享受到的这个食物，跟我们一般众生吃的这个非常混杂的食物是不一样。他们的主要的食物呢是佛的法语，或者是比如说阿弥陀佛或其他菩萨的这些教法。那么这一些这个食物啊，那么还有呢他们这经验的这些过程呢、啊、那么让他们事实上都在一个非常令人喜悦的这样子的一个环境里面。那么所以当他们离开了那个莲花，那么他们成就了这个所谓心识身，那么这时候变成叫做这个如来之子。好，所以在44颂里面描述的是这些降生净土的这些佛菩萨们他们的这个经验。那么这里格西就提到，就是说好，我们平常在日常生活里面，我们光是去祈祷说我下一生希望能够降生净土，这个是不够的。我们要透过种种的善行，这些善行是要建立在一个非常正确的发心上面。那么同时呢，我们要接受种种的戒行啊，要遵照种种的戒行，那么等等等等，这一些所有的这种如法的这些行为跟这个动机啊，那么这样子的话，我们才有可能如愿在下一世能够降生净土。好，所以否则的话，那么光是去做祈祷这是没有用的。这就好像我们有手上有一块黄金，这个黄金怎么样使用，这是完全看我们本身的智慧。 我们可以把它去做成就可以把它当成垃圾，我们可以把它去做成珠宝，或者是说我们可以把它拿来供养诸佛菩萨。那么这一些不同的做法，它都会产生不同的结果啊。所以在这里面主要强调的这个重点是透过四十四颂对于降生净土的这些菩萨们他们的这种愉快的经验来做一个例子，让我们去了解到，那么我们现在在这个可贵的这个人道，拥有这样子可贵的这个侠满人生，我们应该怎么样的积极的去发心，然后去行种种的善行，在这个戒律之下，那么这样子的话，将来可以这个获得好的结果。
Okay, so now we will stop there. Have lunch.
我们现在暂停一下，请各位进午餐。